Daggerath was a word in Sindarin, the elvish language J.R.R. Tolkien had created for the Lord of the Rings. The word Daggerath meant battle, but Tolkien had spelled the word with just one G, not two. Daggerath, with two G's, could refer only to one thing. An incredibly obscure computer game called Dungeons of Daggerath, released in 1982. The game had been made for just one platform, the TRS-80 color computer. Halliday had written in Anorak's Almanac that Dungeons of Daggerath was the game that made him decide he wanted to become a video game designer. And Dungeons of Daggerath was one of the games sitting in the shoebox next to the TRS-80 in the recreation of Halliday's childhood bedroom. So all I had to do was teleport to Middletown, go to Halliday's house, sit down at his TRS-80, play the game, reach the bottom level of the dungeon, and that was where I'd find the first gate. At least, that was my interpretation. Middletown was in Sector 7, a long way from Ludus. But I'd collected more than enough gold and treasure to pay for the teleportation fare to get there. By my avatar's previous standards, I was now filthy rich. I checked the time, 11:03 OST, Oasis server time, which also happened to be Eastern Standard Time. I had 8 hours before I had to be at school. That might be enough time. I could go for it, right now. Sprint like hell, back up through the dungeon to the surface, then hightail it back to the nearest transport terminal. From there, I could teleport directly to Middletown. If I left right now, I should be able to reach Halliday's TRS-80 in under an hour. I knew I should get some sleep first. I'd been logged into the Oasis for almost 15 solid hours. And tomorrow was Friday. I could teleport to Middletown right after school, and then I'd have the whole weekend to tackle the first gate. But who was I kidding? There was no way I'd be able to sleep tonight, or sit through school tomorrow. I had to go now. I began to sprint for the exit, but then stopped in the middle of the chamber. Through the open door, I saw a long shadow bouncing on the wall, accompanied by the echo of approaching footsteps. A few seconds later, the silhouette of an avatar appeared in the doorway. I was about to reach for my sword when I realized I was still holding the copper key in my hand. I shoved it into a pouch on my belt and fumbled my sword out of its scabbard. As I raised my blade, the avatar spoke.